This is your Morning Crunchwrap for Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. I am your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Lots of things to choose from. Bernie Sanders has announced that he is officially running for president in 2020. That was one option. I went with something that's new but old, or old but new again, and that's the recently unearthed 1971 Playboy interview with John Wayne. Now, it's raising some eyebrows because he has a lot of comments on race and sexuality that don't necessarily age well for 2019. Here are a few excerpts from the interview. The full interview text, we'll go ahead and put a link to that on the Morning Crunchwrap Facebook page. So one of the questions, what kind of films do you consider perverted? He said, oh, Easy Rider, Midnight Cowboy, that kind of thing. Wouldn't you say, and this is a quote, wouldn't you say that the wonderful love of those two men in Midnight Cowboy, a story about two fags, qualifies? But don't get me wrong. As far as a man and a woman is concerned, I'm awfully happy there's a thing called sex. It's an extra something God gave us. I see no reason why it shouldn't be in pictures. Healthy, lusty sex is wonderful. That quote doesn't necessarily age well. Playboy question. Angela Davis claims that those who would revoke her teaching credentials on ideological grounds are actually discriminating against her because she's black. Do you think there's any truth to that? Here's John Wayne's response. Again, I'm quoting. With a lot of blacks, there's quite a bit of resentment along with their dissent, and possibly rightfully so. But we can't all of a sudden get down on our knees and turn everything over to the leadership of the blacks. I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people, end quote. Again, that does not age well. Playboy, are you equipped to judge which blacks are irresponsible and which of their leaders are inexperienced? Tough follow-up question. John Wayne's response, and again I am quoting, it's not my judgment. The academic community has developed certain tests that determine whether the blacks are sufficiently equipped scholastically. But some blacks have tried to force the issue and enter college when they haven't passed the tests and don't have the requisite background. Playboy question. Many militant blacks would argue that they have it better almost anywhere else. Even in Hollywood, they feel the color barrier is still up for many kinds of jobs. Do you limit the number of blacks you use in your pictures? John Wayne answers. Again, I'm quoting. Oh, Christ, no. I've directed two pictures and I gave the blacks their proper position. I had a black slave in the Alamo and I had a correct number of blacks in the Green Berets. If it's supposed to be a black character, naturally, I use a black actor. But I don't go so far as hunting for positions for them. I think the Hollywood studios are carrying their tokenism a little too far. There's no doubt that 10% of the population is black, or colored, or whatever they want to call themselves. They certainly aren't Caucasian. Anyway, I suppose there should be the same percentage of the colored race in films as in society. But it can't always be that way. There isn't necessarily going to be 10% of the grips or sound men who are black, because more than likely, 10% haven't trained themselves for that type of work. The questioning continues. Playboy asks, can blacks be integrated into the film industry if they're denied training and education? His response, and I quote, it's just as hard for a white man to get a card in the Hollywood craft unions. Playboy responds, that's hardly the point, but let's change the subject. For years, American Indians have played important, if subordinate, roles in your Westerns. Do you feel any empathy with them? John Wayne's response, and I'm quoting, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them, if that's what you're asking. Our so-called stealing of this country from them was just a matter of survival. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Whew, lot to unpack there. So let's crunch it, let's wrap it, let's crunch wrap it. All right, so as this interview is conducted in 1971, which 48 years ago, so let's put everything into perspective here. There's, no denying that John Wayne's ideas are antiquated, possibly even for that time frame, but certainly in a 2019 context. But remember, John Wayne was 64 years old at the time of the interview. He was born in 1907. He died 8 years later in 1979. Here's the context of time for you about what 1971 was and where it existed against some important historical backgrounds. All in the Family had literally just debuted a few months earlier on CBS. All in the Family, if you don't know, was a groundbreaking sitcom that highlighted bigotry and used humor to try to show you that someone who is bigoted could be your father, your father-in-law, your neighbor. And people, it wasn't necessarily this boogeyman marching in the streets with a Klan robe and hood. It could just be the guy next door who was working hard to get by. Martin Luther King was assassinated only 3 years before this interview. So that would be like something that happened in 2016. It's really not that long ago when you think about it. The March on Washington was only 8 years prior. That would be as if something from 2011, we were talking about that today. And only 16 years before this interview was conducted, we had the Montgomery bus boycott. That is equivalent to 2003 for us today. So at the time, we were literally in the midst of the civil rights movement. There were a lot of people in his age group. Now, remember, he's in his 60s at this point. So think of somebody who's a little bit older, who grew up with a certain way of thinking of the way things were at that moment and the way things were when John Wayne grew up in America. There was no issue about discriminating against anyone who wasn't white, because that was just what was done. That was the norm. So therefore, it was okay. So I'm sure when he's doing this interview, he's thinking he's very progressive about these things. John Wayne, absolutely not progressive, really, in any way, other than if the role called for a black person, he would hire a black actor. Because that wasn't necessarily happening in Hollywood. It's quite frequent that Asians and Native Americans were played by white people. Breakfast at Tiffany's, Mickey Rooney played an Asian person. Jerry Lewis mocked Asians in a very cartoonish sort of way. One of the most famous Native American images from the 70s, the public service announcement with trash on the side of the road, that was an Italian actor. So it actually is, in his mind, I'm sure, very progressive at that point to say, hey, I believe in giving everyone an opportunity. What John Wayne didn't understand, and particularly at that time, and it continues to an extent today, is that someone who is growing up as a minority doesn't necessarily have the access to the training it would require in order to have those jobs that he is saying, well, we don't have qualified people for. So before you freak out about the John Wayne Playboy interview, yes, it does not age well at all. The attitudes are incredibly antiquated for 2019, and many would argue they were antiquated in 1971. But in 1971, there were a lot more people who felt that way than do today. Progress is being made, but there are still plenty of people that would look at that John Wayne interview and go, well, what's wrong with that? Progress needs to be continually made so that we understand each other and where everything is going, where people have been, and have empathy for that. Can you imagine Bradley Cooper sitting down for an interview today and giving similar answers? Absolutely not. So we've come quite a long way. And here's to hoping that we continue to go a long way further. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is broken.
just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy. Like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late.